Omer Ninnem, now 27, is serving life without parole for a brutal 1998 murder. He and another teen brutally beat Zong Vang and threw him over the edge of a 45-foot-high Green Bay parking ramp to his death. But Ninnem's attorney says Ninnem and other teens who've committed murder deserve the chance to prove they can be rehabilitated and eventually released from prison. Brian Stevenson says he's looking forward to making that argument in federal court.
We embraced life without parole sentences in the criminal code because we concluded that there were some people who were beyond hope, beyond rehabilitation, and who had offended in such a way that they could be put in prison until they die. I don't think that judgment can ever be appropriately made about a child of 14.
But Justice Annette Ziegler's ruling in Ninnem's case rejects that argument. She wrote that she was unconvinced by the numerous research studies Stevenson presented on the brain development of adolescents, indicating they have both poor judgment and a greater shot at redeeming themselves. Wisconsin Council on Children and Families made the same argument in a brief supporting Ninnem's request for a reduced sentence. Assistant Director Jim Moser says that argument deserves more judicial scrutiny.
You know, they seem to go at a sort of a surface level of, yes, kids are different than adults, and we all knew that, but I don't think that gives justice to the research that's gone on in the last decade or so about how functionally different the brain development is, and how that level of culpability is significantly diminished in someone as young as Omer.
The Department of Justice was subdued in its comment on today's ruling. Assistant Attorney General Stephen Means called the case a tragic one that destroyed the lives of both the victim and the perpetrator. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.